What are you expecting out of Stanford on Saturday?
I expect a winning football team to come out and play their game. It's going to be a physical ball game. They're going to run the football, and it'll be a good football game.
How do you change the pregame to account for that 8 p.m. start?
Really, don't change much. We had a 7:30 start when we went to Arizona. I mean, we've been there before. We just kind of adjust pretty much, get the guys up a little later than usual. And but it's not much of a game plan other than starting a little later.
Is this your return to Stanford?
Yes, it is.
What are you looking forward to about that?
Looking forward to going down there and our guys playing very, very well and try to come back with a victory.
We were talking to David Shaw on the conference call yesterday about those early days with you guys at Stanford. What did you learn from that situation that you applied when you came here?
I think a lot of it was just more of, from an organizational standpoint. I think I myself personally learned a lot of football under Coach Shaw and Coach Harbaugh and the guys. And then just the way Coach Harbaugh ran some things I was really impressed with. And did the same thing at Western and South Florida, and the same thing here.
What were those meetings like when you guys were all together as a staff? A lot of ideas going back and forth?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of suggestions out there, unlimited suggestions. But it worked well. I thought it was good. You got some good ideas from a lot of guys, and it was great that we had guys there that could say, okay, that's enough. We need to do this and get going. But it was a great learning experience for myself. Like I say, been around Coach Shaw and Coach Harbaugh and those guys that coached in the NFL before. And I learned a lot of football being there with them.
Did Jim kind of foster that environment where you guys could find your voices and, you know, be heard?
He did. You know, he did. And I thought that was something good that Jim did. So often you get guys, whether you're coordinators or not, and they just have all the answer and everybody else to sit back and just do it. You know, sometimes guys have some good ideas, and I think it should be that way. As a team, guys been able freely to speak their minds and their ideals, and then if it works, go with it. If it don't, maybe try out some other time.
Where's the quarterback situation at right now with you guys?
Quarterback situation, we have Braxton Burmeister, we have Taylor Alley, and both of those guys had a good practice yesterday, and looking forward to them to have even a better practice today.
Is Taylor cleared to play for Saturday then?
Yes.
He is
good. Okay.
Yes. Coach, what other guys are you getting back, like Nick Pickett,
Nick's
some
back.
Receivers?
Nick's back, Charles back, and Dylan's back. Yes.
Crosby's been dominant on that left side. What's it like having a guy like him in such a key position?
I mean, it's big, you know. He's on the blind side and a veteran guy who's played a lot of football, and to have him back, it's been huge for our football team and huge for him, with him missing so many games last year, and to be able to bounce back. And I don't think Crosby's given up a sack yet this year, and we want that to continue to go.
When we talk about guys back, we didn't see Royce out there yesterday. What's his availability right now?
Royce practices
today, yes.
How'd you kind of evaluate how this team has done, both offensively and defensively, 6 games through the season?
I thought we made some improvement. We played hard. We've done some good things. We've done some bad things. I think a lot of that comes with new system, offense, defensively. A lot of that comes with new personnel, a lot of young guys playing. But considering all that, I thought our guys have done a good job for the most part of just trying to help build the culture and build a winning football team. And where we're at now, we're just, again, considering the injuries and all, I thought our guys have done a good job so far.
Minus the injuries, is this kind of where you thought this team would be 6 games through, or did you kind of have an idea about where this team would be?
You never know. You know, I felt like we could have a pretty good football team. You know, I couldn't sit and say we'll be 4-2 right now, or 6-0, or 0-6 right now, you know, but I thought we had a good football team and we can win. I felt like every game on our schedule is a winnable game, you know, but we had to play our best. We can't go out and not play our best. We're not that football team yet to where we can go and make some mistakes and be able to recover, you know. But we got to play our A game, and if we're healthy and we play our A game, I like our chances against anyone.
Coach Brady Breeze up there leading or tied for the lead with Pac-12 special teams tackles. How big of it is it to see a young guy like that making an impact on special teams?
It's great. You know, for a guy like Brady, an Oregon guy, you know, that loves the Ducks, to see him come in and play the way he's playing is big. Like you say, a young guy that's making a lot of plays on special team, and usually that's where it starts with young guys is on special teams, and then they move to a position group and start making plays, and Brady is starting to get some plays in there at safety, and I think a lot of that has to do with what he did in training camp and what he's doing on special teams, and it's big, and Brady and I talked about it all the time, getting on special team, making plays, and it builds your confidence, and you start to get some experience, so when you get in there at safety, the game's a little slower, and you can react a lot quicker, and very proud of what Brady's doing, and I think he'll continue to get better. I know one thing, he takes pride in it. He gets mad when the announcer announced the wrong guy that made the tackle. You gotta love it.
What's the biggest difference with your defensive line right now compared to when you guys first got here in the spring?
I think depth.
You know, we didn't have a lot of depth, and there was a lot of unknown coming in here. You hear so much, you watch the film from last year, but I think Coach Joe has done an unbelievable job with those guys of getting them to play hard and physical and taking pride in what they're doing, and I think we're all seeing that in our D-line now these last couple of games. Each, I would say over the last three games, they've been getting better each and every week. Been really, really, really impressed with Henry Mundu and his effort and how he's improving. You see a guy who's a senior and he's playing that way like it's his last time. He's enjoying his teammates and he's doing everything he can to help our football team win ball games.
Troy Dye was really the only guy who had much success getting to the quarterback. But this year you got Jonah, Henry, Jam. What's the deal with your defense when you have like five guys who can pretty much on any play get to the quarterback?
It's great when you can get to the quarterback. You know, I think that's the key on any defense is getting to the quarterback. You think about these quarterbacks nowadays, they do 7-on-7 year-round. If you don't get to them, they'll pick you apart. So I think with our guys getting to the quarterback, has helped us tremendously. We've gotten a lot of sacks. We got some turnovers, and it's great, like you say, with more than one guy can make plays for you. And it says a lot about Coach Levin and the defensive staff on some of the schemes. And again, those guys motivate our players to play hard. You know, and I think that's what you're seeing out of those guys. They're playing really hard and they're playing for each other. And when you play hard with great effort and for each other, you tend to make plays.
Back to what Austin was mentioning earlier, yesterday David Shaw said that you guys, your personalities seemed to click. And once you guys sat down and talked to each other around in the spring and summer, you found out you guys had some common ground. What was it about you? On what level did you guys click?
I don't know. I just thought David was a great coach. He was really smart. It was really impressive for me the first time I've been around a quarterback coach who knew so much football, whether it's O-line play, tight end play, defensive play, and his knowledge for the game was just was big. And for me, that was big for me because I didn't have a lot of offensive schemes that I had been around until I went out to Stanford. And when I got out there and started to learn so much more from him and Jim and those guys, it was big. And I think just being a good person, I think that's part of the key thing, being good people and being able to relate and talk and share some common things. Our family, he had at the time he had two kids, and I did too, two little ones, and it was just great from that standpoint.
He said you're probably more liable to get fired up than he is. Is he as kind of calm away from the cameras as he is on the sideline?
Oh yeah, David is like this all the time, whether he's upset, he's happy, whatever, he's like this. And it's great because you don't get up and down emotion. And I try sometimes, but I'm probably a little more easier to get emotionally hijacked than David will. But he's even keeled, and that's his personality, and it works for him.
Willie, does Bryce Love remind you of anyone you've prepared for or coached?
No, Bryce Love. Man, I would love to hate the guy, but he's so good. And he's different. You look at him, he's a smaller back, but he's so strong and gifted. And like I said, we got a game tackle. It's not going to be one guy bringing that guy down. It's got to be a game tackle, and our safety's got to be patient. They can't peek their head in one hole and think they have him because he'll bounce out the other side of it. So he's a phenomenal football player, and he's patient, and he can get stopped two or three plays, and next thing you know, he just break one for 60. So we got to do a great job of gang tackling and trying to eliminate the big plays.